going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you lead NFL draft analyst for a Pro Football Focus. It is Trevor Sikkema. Good afternoon, sir.
Guys, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's a super busy day. Now, I teased this earlier, and you might not think this is spicy at all, but I said you have some spicy running back opinions. What can you share your thoughts about Cam Scataboo and why that is not a spicy opinion at all?
Oh, I was wondering where we were going with this.
There we go.
I have him RB3 in this class. I have him right behind Ash Jenty and Omarion Hampton. Well, I shouldn't say right behind those guys, but I do have him as the third running back in this class, and that's because I understand he doesn't have the long speed, but he has the attributes that I want for the running back position, that it is running extremely pissed off every single time that you touch the football. And he's somebody who's going to give you everything he's got in every single carry, every time he's out there. He gives you some third down ability. He can pass protect. He's got soft hands in the receiving game. He's fantastic when it comes to yards after contact. He's great when it comes to missed tackles forced per attempt, whether it's juking a guy out or lowering the shoulder and breaking a tackle that way as well. And I think that for as much as Cam Scataboo and his game is predicated on strength and yards after contact, and just contact in general, I don't think he gets enough credit for how smart he is. He is a patient back. He will sit behind offensive lines and wait for blocks to develop, whether it's man and power run blocking concepts or zone blocking rush concepts. So I think he is a versatile back who can give you three down ability and somebody who I know he's not going to have the 30, 40, 50 yard runs for you, but how often do you get to do that in the NFL anyways? It's just so very seldom. You normally you don't have the opportunity to do that. So instead, give me the guy that's going to turn a 0 yard carry into a 3 yard carry, a 3 yard carry into a 6 yard carry, a 6 yard carry into a 10 or 12 yard carry. I want somebody who's going to give me a healthy yards per carry average. And I think that Cam Scataboo is the guy who could do that.
I'm interested in the Kenneth Grant and on your mock draft at 22, because for a long time, I've loved the big body defensive tackle. You know, sure, that about me. And I'm just kind of curious with that. Would you see him just not going anywhere past Harbaugh, or would you say that like they're reaching to get him? Because I think he's a fantastic talent.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're reaching to get him. I feel like that back end of the first round, really anybody there, I feel like pretty comfortable range for Kenneth Grant. You know, he's a good run defender. I think he gives you a plus as a pass rusher as well. Now, he's not an elite pass rusher, but he is somebody who brings really great size, and I think he's got nimble footwork for a player who is about 340 pounds. Now, sometimes I feel like he plays with a little bit too much finesse, right? When you have those nose tackles that can move a little bit better, a little bit quicker than the average, sometimes they lean into that a little bit too much, and it's like, all right, well, hold on, I still need you to be a nose tackle here, right? I still need you to play really stout on the line of scrimmage, be able to take up multiple blocks. And there are times when I sometimes felt Grant was more interested in doing the pass rush one-on-one type of thing, and it's understandable why, but I do think that Harbaugh knows how to get the best out of him. And it's a big-time fit for them, not just because of the Harbaugh connection, not just because of, obviously, the defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, being there as well, but because this team lost Puna Ford in free agency. He didn't move too far. He actually just went to the other team that's in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. the Rams, but they really have to replace that presence in the middle and at the nose technique. So that's why it sort of depends who is on the board. You know, I didn't want to sit here and just force Kenneth Grant to the Chargers, but it does fit. It fits in a lot of ways from a need and a personnel perspective.
Yeah, the other defensive tackle from Michigan that, Kevin, I've also been in love with for quite some time now. I see you got him going right in front of the Cowboys to the San Francisco 49ers. That's Mason Graham. For the people who are just like, I don't want another Michigan defensive lineman in DFW, can you explain why he's a better pick than the ones they've gotten in the past?
Yeah, well, I can understand why fans are a little bit disgruntled for that, but you can't just helmet scout, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to look at every player individually, and I think that Mason Graham's a really damn good football player. I've loved what I've seen from him over the last couple of years, even as just a true junior, somebody who was able to stand out as a true sophomore in that 2023 season when they were winning a national championship. And then 2024, it wasn't as good for, I think, just Michigan overall, but certainly as the year went on, Mason Graham only got better. He's a stout run defender. He's somebody that plays with a lot of good leverage. He's got good strength to him, and he gives you some quick twitch in pass rushing as well. Not as good of a pass rush win percentage as I think he has the potential to be at the NFL level. It wouldn't be right away because, you know, being a rookie, it'll take some time to acclimate to the NFL, especially for somebody who he doesn't have super long arms. So it's something that he's just got to work with throughout his NFL career. But he is somebody who, I know that I'm on the radio here in Dallas, and they'd probably like a player like that talent-wise. Man, if they don't jump into up in front of the 49ers, it's really hard for me to think that Robert Saleh, now back as the defensive coordinator with the Niners, they wouldn't select him there. They have a heavy defensive tackle need there as well. So I think he's a really good player. I really do. I think that, to be honest with you, he shouldn't get out of the top 10, but I think there's a lot of other scenarios with offensive linemen and playmakers that we seem to be setting in stone in here, or at least writing in pencil, of what could happen tonight. And Mason Graham might be one of those guys that surprisingly has a little bit of a fall.
Now, the good news for a lot of Cowboys fans is that would still lead to Tet McMillan going to the Cowboys. We've talked a lot about Tet McMillan and the combination of him as your X receiver to go along with CeeDee Lamb. What do you think about the player and the fit if Tet were to go to Dallas?
I love him. This is a top five player in the class for me. I have throughout the whole process been somebody who has loved Tetrone McMillan. I think the Patriots should consider him at 4. I think the Jaguars should consider him at 5. I think the Raiders should consider him at 6. I think the Jets should consider him at 7. I think the Panthers should consider him at 8, right? I mean, we can just go down the line. I think that he would be that wide receiver one caliber type of player for you in any of those organizations. And then certainly in Dallas, you already know that you have a superstar in CeeDee Lamb who can play as a flanker, as an outside receiver off the line of scrimmage, where you can move him around pre-snap. And then you obviously have somebody who can also win very, very well with two-way goes and option routes from the slot. Now pair him with somebody who allows you to be a dominant X receiver, somebody who can win at the sideline, somebody who can win in the red zone. Those are all areas where Tetrone McMillan has really shined over the last couple of seasons, as he's been highly productive, as well as somebody who is graded very well in our PFF system. And so I've been a Tet believer for a long time. I have him very comfortably ranked ahead of Matthew Golden, who I know has also been linked to the Dallas Cowboys. Not that I think that Golden would be a bad pick for them at number 12, but if all of the wide receivers are on the board, I'm easily running the card in for McMillan to pair him in this offense with CeeDee Lamb.
Now, sticking with the wide receiver position, Luther Burden is somebody that it feels...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's like people have pretty diverse opinions about him as a prospect.
I am a Luther Burden believer. I have him 15th overall on my board. He is wide receiver 2 for me in this draft. The 2023 tape was awesome. He was highly productive, really good receiving grades in that 2023 season. 2024, not as great. But no matter what game you turn on for Missouri, the passing attack ain't great. And there are a lot of times where you can watch Luther Burden, and if he is being asked to run a route more than 10 yards down the field, he kind of knows he's not getting the football. And that's not a very fun environment to play in, I'm going to be honest. So, yeah, of course, like, you don't want guys, you know, lollygagging or not caring on tape. And I really don't think that Burden is that anyways. But it's understandable. If you're being asked to run around deep down the field and you know that you're not getting the football because they know that they're not going to pass it down the field, yeah, I'd get kind of sick of that too. I'm not going to lie. So I think that his situation in the NFL is going to be different. This is somebody who is a very highly sought-after recruit, was able to break out very early as an underclassman with Missouri, and somebody that I just feel as though his movement skills are so rare. Is he a super polished route runner yet? No. But how do you watch what Luther Burden can do and how he makes guys miss by stopping and starting on a dime, truly, for yards after catch when he gets the ball in those screen and slant situations? How do you watch that movement skill and not think that there could be a great route runner in there somewhere with that movement ability? I think if you get him with a great wide receiver coach at the NFL level, he is somebody who could be a star in this league.
Yeah, tenacious ball getter is what I like to, the term I like to throw out for him a lot. All right, so Scataboo aside, let's look second, third round for the Cowboys at running back, if that's an option for them. Who fits them best and where they are in the draft? What's the best version that you think you're going to get for running back for the Cowboys?
Well, certainly the Ohio State guys, the two that come to mind, right? Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. If you have an opportunity to draft one of those guys, I think the NFL is going to do it. Now, you probably got to draft them in the second round to make that possible because it feels like this league is really high on those guys. Those guys are sort of the obvious. I throw in Caleb Johnson from Iowa, although I am a little bit lower on him than it feels like others are out there.
Okay.
I think behind a zone blocking scheme, predominantly zone blocking scheme, he could be a very effective player. I think some of the best of him reminds you of like a Todd Gurley or a Dalvin Cook, right? Like those guys who behind zone blocking scheme run concepts, man, they were excellent. They were able to put up fantastic numbers. And so I think that Caleb Johnson could be that type of a player because he is that blend of size, speed, and explosiveness. You've just got to put him in those situations where he can really read the offensive line in ways that he is comfortable. I like Dylan Sampson from Tennessee as well. And then if we're going a little bit deeper, two guys that I like in this class, one is R.J. Harvey from UCF. I was a big Bucky Irving guy before last year's draft, and he feels like my Bucky Irving type of pick this year. And the reason why is because we've got two metrics at PFF that we love to use that try to individualize running backs and their production independent of the offensive line, right? Because that's always the question. Do you have a good run game because of your offensive line, or is it because of your running back? How do we really categorize how much of a percentage the back is specifically versus the offensive line in front of you? Everybody would tell you offensive line is most important, and I would agree. But we do have two metrics, missed tackles forced per attempt and yards after contact, that no matter where you are, whether you get hit or whether you are making a guy miss behind the line of scrimmage, at the line of scrimmage, or beyond the line of scrimmage, depending on how your offensive line does, you want healthy high percentiles in both of those categories because it means that you are getting yards above expectation, whatever the expectation is. R.J. Harvey is somebody that is above the 80th percentile in both of those numbers. and has been for a 2-year sample size. So he's somebody that I like a lot. And then I'll also shout out Devin Neal from Kansas. I don't know if he's athletic enough to be the difference-making running back that he needs to be in the NFL, but, man, he's so fun. He sees the field so well. He's such a great pass protector. He's got great hands. He does everything else well. And if you put him behind an offensive line that gives you some space, I think he could be a productive guy.
I know it's not necessarily reflected on in your mock draft at PFF.com, but could you see one or perhaps even more teams maneuver back in the first round to snag a quarterback tonight?
I could, especially because there's, you know, a couple of teams. Minnesota is one of them. I think Minnesota is one of them at 24, and then I think the Rams at 26. Both of those teams, I think, really want to move back. They would really like picks. Both of those teams do not have second-round selections. So I think that they would like to move back a little bit, get into that second round, and not pick up an additional second-round pick. You're probably not going to get that for moving just back into the second round from where you're currently at in the first. But you could pick up another pick, you know, third, fourth round, and just more darts to throw at the dartboard, if you will. So depending on what how the quarterbacks run, I don't think Shador is going in the top 20. I think that if he's still on the board at 21, he'll go to the Steelers. But after that, it's a little bit of a wild card. You have those teams that are going to be much more willing to move back, and there might be a couple of teams that are lurking around the top of the second round, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's the New York Giants, whether it's the New Orleans Saints, that could be looking to move up later tonight.
And then the last thing I was curious about for you, do you think the Bears are going to trade up to pick number 5 and draft Ashton Jeanty?
I don't. I really don't. And it's just because, you know, taking a running back in the top 10 is one thing. Trading up for a running back in the top 10 is just, I mean, it is just so often, it just does not often work out for you. Now, again, if you believe that Ashton Jeanty is the next Alvin Kamara, the next LaDainian Tomlinson, like, okay, obviously you want a player like that on your football team. But if you're trading up from 10 to 5, it's probably going to cost you one of those 2 second-round picks they have, 39 or 41. That's a ton of draft pick value for the running back position. And now Chicago makes it interesting because of any team,
yeah,
I think that they would be the team to do it, right? Because the rest of the roster is set up for it to be okay. But it is such a no-no for how you go about draft practice. I just don't know if Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson would sign off on doing something like that. And so I would say right now, I don't think it happens. I think Jeanty goes to the Jags at 5, and they stay put.
Man, I know it's a busy day. Absolutely excellent stuff. We appreciate your time very much, good sir.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
There you go.
Crushed it, man. He's awesome.
Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus. I knew.
Nice work, Alec.
That I was going to like him when in the first question, he was like, you want a running back that's going to run pissed off all of the time. And I was like,
that's
yes.
That's what I want. I want that
this
kind of
is
guy.
The guest that we need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.